It's Chico.
It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On the Morning Rush,
Part 1.
The Morning Rush. Chico, Del, and Gino.
The Morning Rush. RX 93.1.
Box Radio RX 93.1. And good morning, everyone.
Hello, good morning, everybody.
You're back.
Yes, I'm back. I'm back.
One week.
Oh, gosh, I've been cooped up. I have cabin fever.
You've been cooped up.
I've been cooped
up. You've been coopered up.
I mean, it's like, it's so strange to just, I didn't even leave my house. I couldn't leave my house.
Yeah.
And it was so weird, like, all I could see were the walls.
Cabin fever.
Well, what I did was I did my marathons to make sure that my mind seems like it's wandering. I did another.
What, you were sick and you ran the marathon?
No, I did my series thing.
Yeah, I thought you were up to date, naman.
Yeah, I'm up to date.
Is there
but
still something that you need to marathon?
No, I wanted to re-watch Game of Thrones. Yeah, I rewatched season 2 and 3. So that's 20 episodes, and I was like, okay, you can ask me anything now. And I know pretty much know everything. But yeah, it's nice to be back at work, you know.
I know.
So I was driving for the first time this morning. Okay. And wow, what a drive, you know. My engine was like, we missed you. And they were cooperating. It was cooperating with me. It was a good drive.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was just like, you know, you know when you step into a flow.
Yeah.
And you're just, all the lights are green. And there's always an opening for you. There's always, you know, that kind. I love it when that happens.
Yeah. And it's nice to do that on a Monday.
On a Monday,
it's
yeah.
Like it's a new start for everything.
Yeah. And then you don't
or
feel so.
For the weekend.
Don't say stuff like that.
No, because, you know, I actually had a very restful weekend.
Because
I guess
you were also sick.
I was so sick again. So it was nice to
just rest.
Just be at home.
Yeah.
And well, not do anything.
I was checking out Gino's Twitter, and he felt the same. Like he didn't ever want to leave his bed.
Oh, oh my gosh, we had a restful weekend.
Wait, were you together? Were you together? Did I catch you in a lie? Is that what's happening here?
And we were like, yeah, it was so nice to stay in bed. This is Gino Ren. Yeah, it was so nice to stay in bed.
Was
it the same one? No, but it was just nice that everybody gets to. But although I did wake up with a headache.
Oh.
It's my usual I think it's if I lie down a certain way.
Yeah, but you have this headache thing.
I really have that thing.
Right.
And I just know that it's one of those. It's not like it's on its way out now as we speak. So I think it's the, you know, the way you lie down on your pillow, either your pillow's too high or too low, and you're sleeping with your neck Either like hyperextended or naka.
Why don't you change it?
Because I don't know what it is.
Ah.
I don't know if, because I've got, I don't know if my pillow's too high or too low. Because I really don't know.
Why don't
know
you buy both? Buy both a low pillow and a high pillow.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe you should do that. You should try it.
And it's weird. I think it's a combination of pillow and aircon.
Oh, definitely.
But it always happens when the aircon is so cold.
Cold, yeah.
I don't know why.
Well, you are getting advanced in age.
I was like this even as a child. Oh. Age has nothing to do with it.
I'm just thinking. They say old people don't like the cold anymore.
I've never liked the cold. Even as a wee
so
babe.
So you were old.
Even as a wee lass.
Lass.
A wee lass.
A wee lass.
Like a wee, very Irish talaga.
A wee lass.
A wee lass. Okay.
No, we first. Hello, good morning, guys.
Are you that well already that you can tell
not
jokes?
Not really, not really. I'm actually not okay.
I know, right?
But
we're
I
all
thought,
sick.
I know.
Oh my, this is awful.
We have been cursed by the gods.
I know, I think we have.
Stop it, whatever you're doing.
I know.
So what are we doing today?
Okay, so remember, one of the big news the past, I mean last week.
Yeah.
Is the very strange, apparently the rumors are true.
What?
That Kim and Kanye's
Northwest.
Baby is called North.
Yeah.
Northwest.
Northwest.
I mean, go ahead, torture your child with a name like Northwest.
You know what's crazy? Because everybody was getting on it on Twitter.
Yeah.
And somebody was saying, well, maybe Alicia should name her next kid Car.
Car Keys. Oh, yeah. Okay. On that note, we are doing the top 10 funny celebrity baby names.
Okay.
What would be a good, funny baby? Just like Northwest. Anak ni Kanye. Northwest. Anak ni Alicia. Car Keys. Si Car.
There's one more. I forgot. Something like...
Tas anak daw ni Brad, si Arm.
Why not?
Diba?
Yeah.
So, mga anak ni ganyan.
Right.
Ganyan.
And make it really funny. But
make it funny. Even more challenging is... if you can come up with a funny baby name, like for a pair. Kasi kunyari, it doesn't have to be Kim Kardashian. Basta anak ni Kanye.
Kanye, yeah.
Northwest, it's right. Okay. Pero what if the mom and the dad had something to do with the name Pwede Rin?
Pwede Rin, like, yeah. Like,
somehow, I don't know what. But
yeah, but you can make it up.
Kung ma-connect mo both parents,
right.
Or not, diba?
Okay.
Basta a funny celebrity baby name.
Okay.
Okay?
I thought you were going to talk about the big news that came out of last week was that it's Insta video and everyone is on it.
I know.
I hate my timeline.
Because it's all videos now?
It's all videos and I'm like, oh man.
They should have had like an arm.
But yeah.
it's not on the feed.
And
so
sometimes I don't want to watch the video.
Mm.
Don't play it.
You just want to watch. Just want to look at the pictures.
I just want to look at pictures. Especially, you know, when I'm stalking people in the middle of the night.
Exactly.
All right, so.
So, the top 10 funny celebrity baby names. Just key in RX. Space your entries and send them to 2299. Or you can tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag Funny Celebrity Baby Names with an S.
With an S.
Yeah.
Okay, baby names.
Baby names.
All right, okay. That's what we're doing today at 6:11 on this Monday. It's June 24, 2013. Let's start the show with this.
Best FM radio station. 20th KBP Golden Dove Awards. Monster Radio, RX 93.1. Your Kikai Barkada. The Morning Rush.
Hello, everybody. Good morning. This is Del in for the news. Wow, it's been a while since I last
right?
did this. Hello and good morning. Let's give you guys the news. Singer Demi Lovato has canceled an appearance at a publicity event for America's The X Factor following the death of her father. The sad news was revealed by the singer's sister Dallas on Saturday when she wrote in a post on Twitter.com, quote, "Rest in peace, Daddy. I love you." No more details about Patrick Lovato's death were available as WENN went to press. He was a former country singer and studio engineer and was believed to have been battling cancer in recent years. Lovato's parents divorced in 1994, and she has been estranged from her dad since 2007. Now, after news of Patrick's death broke, Demi's mother, Diana, published a picture of him with the singer and her sister on her Twitter.com page, adding, quote, "Thank you all for the outpouring of love and prayers. Y'all are amazing," unquote. Lovato was reportedly due to attend a photo shoot with her fellow The X Factor judges on Saturday, but pulled out of the event. The show's host, Mario Lopez, revealed her absence by posting a picture of the remaining judges on his Twitter.com page, writing, quote, "With my The X Factor USA team missing Demi Lovato today, sad face."
Yeah. So it's always difficult. You know, we forget they're actual people.
Yeah.
With parents, with brothers and sisters, with families. And...
Well, I'm just scared because, you know... Between Selena Gomez and Demi Lovato, she seems like the more fragile one.
Yeah.
So, you know, she had episodes of cutting herself
yes.
and body issues. So
and she was in rehab.
And she was in rehab. Mm-hmm. So you're wondering if something big happens like this to her, there might be, you know, mm-hmm. a reaction that... Because this is pretty tough.
I think part of the rehab thing had... I'm sure somehow it's
parental issues.
Yeah.
Don't we all have them?
Right?
Yeah.
Because I'm pretty sure. I mean, you know, maybe she started drinking or doing whatever substance she takes. Because of the pressures, family
right.
pressures.
Right. And even the happiest of people will still have some issue with parents.
Exactly.
Now imagine if she's been estranged with her father since 2007.
That's 6 years.
6 years. And how young is she? Mm-hmm. So that would have been what? She was in her teens.
And you're hardwired to love your parents. Uh-huh. So when there's something wrong, no matter how much you hate them, there must be some sort of conflict that I'm not supposed to hate my father. I'm not supposed to be estranged from him.
Look at Luke, for example.
Si
Luke?
Mijares. Oh, as in Vader. Si Luke Vader.
Yeah, Luke Skywalker.
Ah, Luke Vader.
Luke Skywalker, dude.
Yeah.
And Darth Vader. I mean, there are issues. There will always be issues.
Well, primarily because he didn't know that Darth was his dad. Dad Vader.
See, Dad Vader. But, I mean, yeah. So, the hope is that she won't be affected to the extent that... Because a death will always...
Of course.
...be a big blow. Mm-hmm. But hopefully, not much of a big blow that, you know, it leads her to do something...
I know.
Too extreme.
Something foolish.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. That is the news. The first one today here on the show. Wow, that was a pleasure. That was a real pleasure, yeah. People. I actually miss doing the news.
Actually doing the news.
More than anything else.
Yeah.
More than talking to you and Gino.
Dapat nandito si Gino eh.
It's because it's a lost art. You know, it's a lost art to do the news on FM.
Yeah.
You know, people don't do it as the way that the old ones do it.
Yeah.
It's very conversational. So, mm-hmm. I kind of miss it. Yeah. I miss it. Okay, so I'm old. I'm throwing back. I'm throwing back to those people who molded my news thing.
I forgot to post Throwback Thursday.
Thank God.
Thursday. Because I go, let her recuperate first. And then when she's a little better.
Then she's kind of standing, kick her again.
And then bring out the Throwback Thursday.
Oh, gosh. If you just wanted, you know, the best place to kick me, it's right in the stomach right now. It's the weakest point.
Weakest link.
Why am I giving you pointers on where to hit me? I don't know. Maybe I'm just...
No, just... ano lang naman ako, Throwback Thursday.
No, you know what I miss? I miss the jousting, the fighting, the not fighting, but more like a jousting.
The jousting.
Verbal and mental jousting. I miss it because when you're
verbal, okay.
V-E-R-B-A-L is what I
verbal.
What's verbal?
Hey, verbal.
Speaking of, this is so out of whatever we're talking about, but I just read on Uber Facts that women. Who have mental disorders.
Mm-hmm.
Is it the other way around? Wait, I might be making this... I might be making a fool of myself. But something like... women with cats have a lot of mental disorders.
Really?
Yeah, mental disorders and one more thing.
It was on Uber Facts.
No, but it's not so much that... If you have a cat, you'll have a mental disorder. It's not like that.
But
you tend to gravitate towards having cats. And then when I was saying this to some friends of mine, I said, look at Catwoman. Didn't she have a lot of issues? I mean, she's psychotic.
Yeah.
Come on. And they were like...
Well, that's why it's called the crazy cat lady.
The crazy cat lady.
Diba?
Yeah, so...
So they tend to have a lot of cats.
Why did I bring that up? Oh, because I was talking to you and you have a lot of cats.
I know.
And
I have
you're a lady.
But I also have a lot of dogs. So it cancels it out.
Not really.
No, because you know, like dogs are so different from cats.
Yeah, you're not just
and
a cat
I realized
lady.
Later, yeah, I'm half cat lady, I'm half dog lady. And then I realized that through the years, because I was such a dog person.
Yeah.
And then I became a cat person. And then I became a dog person again. And then I realized after like years with cats and dogs, I'm really a dog person.
Why is that?
No, I just realized...
That you love dogs more.
I'm really just... No, not necessarily. But you know how you're either a cat person... Not a cat lover, dog lover. But
yeah.
Like what...
Your personality resembles more of the... Actually, no. You're more of a cat.
No.
That's why you like dogs.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like... Kung ano yung pet na parang you're more...
You're most alike.
Yeah.
Okay, let's say you're most alike... A cat. So you would gravitate towards the opposite, which is a dog.
I guess. Something like that.
Something like that. This is armchair psychology.
When you say you're a dog person, it's like, better sa'yo mag-alaga ng dog.
Okay.
If you're a cat person, better
sa'yo. But what about me? I'm no person. I'm a nobody.
I think.
Oh my God, I'm a nobody.
You might be a cat
gosh.
Person.
I'm not a cat person.
I think you are. Because
no, I love dogs.
Because you let them. You can.
I'm not crazy. Are you trying to call me crazy?
Because I think they have lives of their own. No, but, dogs are really
no. But remember,
clingy,
I'm
really
like that.
Clingy.
I have a life of my own. I don't like being touched. Unless I tell you that you can touch me, you can't touch me. Stay away from me.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, don't even approach me. My sphere is just reserved for people I've allowed in. So don't be too familiar. It's very that's a very cat thing to
that
do.
That is a cat thing.
So I think I'm more of, I resemble more a
but
cat.
But dogs are really like, they need love 24/7.
But then I'm a bitch, so...
Todo clingy.
I don't know
if you can handle all that wouldn't leave your side kind of thing, but you might enjoy it.
I don't know. We'll find out when I have pets. But right now, I ain't having a pet.
Grr.
Why?
Get a dog.
I'm about to have two kids, you know.
I know. That'll help.
And will they take care?
And because
I'll only get a
Cooper
pet.
Will have like
if
a,
I get a,
friend.
A dire wolf. Okay, I've been watching too many Game of Thrones episodes. Game of Thrones episodes. Anyway,
yeah.
We got more news for you on a Monday. Gino's on his way. You got us all the way until 10, all three of us, the crazy bunch.
I know.
Right here on the Morning Rush. We're heard live. Sorry. I didn't need
She's
practice.
A little rusty.
I'm a little rusty. Right here on Manila's hottest, RX 93.1. Monster Radio RX 93.1. Wow. What? A Monday when you hear a song like that, right?
And you know what? Before that, before anything else, can we just congratulate Targrod for a
baby?
Healthy baby girl?
Oh, congratulations.
Oh, my gosh.
You a daddy now.
Diba? Good job.
Good job.
Good job.
And,
congratulations.
And to you and your wife.
Congratulations.
Enjoy the day.
I know. Oh, my
First day
gosh.
As parents.
Enjoy your last... good night's sleep last night. Or the night before.
Or the night before. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Okay, well, congratulations from us to you. You know, we were there at his wedding.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And so, congratulations, guys.
You know, I think he's going to be an awesome dad. Mm,
I think so.
La 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 la.
The Morning Rush. Top 10. The Morning Rush. Top 10.
Didn't miss that.
Mods Radio RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today. Thank you to Chickenini for suggesting this. The top 10 funny celebrity baby names. Okay, because remember, this is inspired by the
Why?
Whole Northwest thing.
It's so weird.
They are so weird.
Yeah. I don't know what kind of kid this will be. Diba? You know, your dad's Kanye. Your mom's Kim.
Tapos your Northwest.
Sorry to be so judgmental, but it's crazy town.
I know.
It's gonna be crazy. And on top of that, everyone will be, you know, trying to get... up close and personal with a baby.
Sobra ano nang araw eh. It's the most cracked joke among comics.
Right. I read that too. Like everyone was weighing in on it.
Can you imagine like David Letterman?
So it even eclipsed the Yeezus thing?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Because I was like, what is Yeezus? Somebody explain Yeezus to me. Because I know Jesus.
There's Yeezus.
Yeezus.
Let's start off with Blue Gray. Since we're on the West,
mm-hmm.
Anak ni Kanye at Kim, si Nine.
Nine West.
Nine West.
Mukhang sapatos. Anak, oh no! Hey, diba? Does anybody
mukhang
know?
Taong.
Wait, that's not much diba? Better. Wait, does anybody know how the baby looks like?
No, not yet.
Not yet. So no pictures.
No
have
pictures
been released.
Yet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Chenong says anak ni Drake Bell, si Taco.
Suffice it to say, this kid will have cholesterol problems.
Diba? We'll
be a little bit overweight.
Plus, be very Mexican.
Hey, I cooked my first quesadilla. I'm so excited.
Is it good?
Of course, I'm going to say it's good. I cooked it.
Yeah.
No,
I mean, the people who ate it.
Yes.
Were they?
How do I say this? This is hard to say.
What? Quesadilla by the people who.
Cooper's grandma. had seen me post it on my Facebook. Because I was so proud.
Yeah.
Me? Make a quesadilla? Are you insane?
Yeah.
I wouldn't do something like that, but I did. And then she was like, wait, did you make this all on your own? Way to go! Exclamation, exclamation. And I'm like, I'm that much of an idiot in the kitchen. And if you see me in my house, I am.
Yeah.
So for me to have cooked... I made a quesadilla and I was so...
Diba that's parang lumpiang cheese?
Ay, nako. Great. Lumpiang make it cheap.
Queso.
Actually, it's just a sandwich. More than anything. It's like a panini. Right? But, oh my God, I was so excited that I was thinking of...
Did you have it in triangles?
I had it... No, it's like a... It's like it's a circle.
Yeah.
It's like a disc.
The ones I get to taste are like... Naka-triangles siya para...
Because you cut it.
Yeah.
You cut it like a pizza. No, I was thinking, okay, what quesadilla would I make for you? And what quesadilla would I make for Gino? And I already have like certain things in mind.
Yeah.
See, when you have to go on bed rest for a week and nothing to do, nobody to talk to, I mean, no adult to talk to.
You learn skills.
You learn, you go on the internet.
Yeah.
But not the Chico way.
No. But that too, pwede rin yun.
Pwede rin.
OMG Ann says, anak ni Lady Gaga.
What?
Si Gugu.
Gugu Gaga. Well, he is a baby.
At saka una, hindi naman niya apelido yung Gaga. Diba, it's like...
It's
I swear.
But she does have a Filipino friend, and they think that's how she got the Gaga thing.
Well, that's one version.
That's one version.
You know, Lady Gaga is like Sting. Every time you ask Sting about the police, he gives you a different version of
why. He makes it up.
Why?
Such a liar.
That he forgot.
What the real reason is.
Even that is a lie.
Yeah, even that is a lie. Nobody forgets the truth.
But Lady Gaga.
Especially about your name.
I've heard her say about at least three versions of why she's called Gaga. Lady Gaga.
Ah.
So here in the Philippines, it's because of her Filipino friend.
Yeah.
But there are other reasons. So.
But Gaga has gotten into the dictionary to say a crazy woman.
But that's not based on our Gaga.
Oh, is that right?
I don't think so. I think it's really like, by your going Gaga.
Yeah, going Gaga.
Yeah, I think it's, I don't think it's the Filipino
It's just
Gaga.
Ours.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And Ernst John says, anak ulit ni, ano, ni Drake Bell, twin girls.
Mm-hmm.
Si Carrie at si Gora.
Carrie Bell, Gora Bell, let's go!
Diba? Tapos, also, let's see here. Ano? Ay, nako.
What?
Hindi pwede. Hoy, people, hindi pwede. Anak ni Alicia Keys, wag na. Huwag na. Tsaka na. Tingnan nyo na lang yung hashtag. Hashtag funny celebrity baby names. Nandun yung, hanapin nyo yung entry ni Hoy Pipo.
Okay.
And also, Chenong says, anak ni Adam Levine.
Okay.
Si Savine.
Savine Levine? What? I don't get it.
Or Seven.
7-Eleven. Okay, get it. Damn it. I'm still too slow.
7-Eleven.
I need a quad core.
Madison Camille says, anak ni Brad Pitt.
Okay.
Si Cock.
Pitt.
Cockpit. Diba? Like a plane. Like
Come
a plane.
Here. Come here, you little.
Oh, alaki mo na.
Did you have a growth spurt?
Ay, nako. Ito talaga, anak ko. Ang tigas na ulo.
Uh-oh, may naglalaway. No, because that's a toddler.
Uh-oh.
When they're teething, you know.
That's rude, dad. Don't spit. next. Anak ni Nicolas Cage.
Mm-hmm.
Si Bird.
Birdcage.
Birdcage.
Wasn't he in Birdcage? He was, right?
He was. No.
He wasn't? Who was there?
No.
Straight? Who was there that was straight playing a gay guy?
See,
ouch.
See Spartacus? That guy?
Spartacus? Andrew Wibley?
No. See, Spartacus. The.
Oh, Hank Azaria?
Hank Azaria?
No, I think there was one more. Wasn't there?
The son? The son is.
Oh, no, Robin.
Actor.
Robin Williams.
Also, anak ni Lady Gaga, si Jojo.
Ay!
Kasi
Stop it.
Oh, kasi Filipino nga eh, di ba? Filipino. And then, anak ni...
This is when you need Gino around.
Di ba? Iba kasi...
Do you know that that's the name of my History 1 teacher?
What?
That.
Jojo? Really?
Yes.
Why?
That, because the first name of his, the first syllable of his name is J-O, and then his last name was G-A. So in UP Manila, he was called that.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Out loud?
Yeah. I mean, look, it's UP.
Oh, well.
Nobody really cares about those things. That's the least of our problems there.
OMGN says, anak ni Mariah, si Chicken.
Chicken Carrie.
Siya ka-carry talaga.
Kapatid niya si Cash.
Si Cashen. Si Cashen Carry. And the entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10 funny celebrity baby names comes from Kylie Gayahan Mo.
Kylie Gayahan Mo says,
anak ni Nora Honor, si Purse.
Purse Honor. Purse Honor. Purse Honor.
Purse Honor.
Purse Honor. Okay.
Purse Honor.
Well, yeah. Look who the cat dragged in.
I know. Which cat dragged you in?
Why? Is there any other kind of cat?
No, I mean, wala naman. Pudi. Si Pudita.
Ay, naku.
No. Diba? Like if I'm Tweety Bird, and then I'd say a Pudi. Puditat.
Wow. Are you?
He's
are
in
you?
The mood today, isn't he?
Yes, he is. He's been saying bad words or thinking
I
it.
I am not. How could you tell if I'm thinking bad words?
We know. You have a look.
Yeah, actually you do.
You do have a look when you're
you
thinking bad words.
You have this mischievous, like...
Whatever.
Yeah.
No, actually, your normal look. That's pretty much it.
That's basically the look.
The look. The crazy look. Okay.
Okay?
Yes.
The top 10. Funny. Okay, a lot of people are sending in celebrity baby names. That's a different
like
hashtag.
Sorry,
you have to put funny celebrity baby names.
We're making it up today.
Yeah.
Okay,
so.
Hey, did you have it?
Yes.
Oh.
We'll have a run.
Does she
know
about it?
I know.
Yes.
I know.
But she hasn't read it yet. Okay. I wanted you to be here.
All right.
Oh, okay.
So the top 10.
So I come back to this, an acting gig?
Yeah.
And
yeah,
man, and voice. And a lot of flesh.
Nasira yung kanyang... I come back to this.
Yung outburst niya.
Nasira yung outburst.
It just didn't have the same oomph.
Oh,
when
shit.
It's held back by phlegm.
Yeah.
What? It's meant to be... No, it's not. Leave it alone.
So the top 10 funny celebrity baby names. Key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299. Or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag the morning rush and hashtag funny celebrity baby names.
Names with an S.
With an S.
All right. Getting back to the music. It's 6:49 on a Monday. Mariah Carey featuring Miguel. Hashtag beautiful.
La 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 la.
The Morning Rush Top 10.
Morning Rush Top 10.
Monts Radio RX 93.1. Can we just say happy birthday to Sig Coengtor?
Happy birthday!
Happy birthday! Actually, nilagay ni J. Ryan, happy birthday, Sig Coengtor. Hashtag your band.
Yeah.
Hey, while we're greeting happy birthdays, can we also say hello and, hello to Borle, who says happy birthday to the sister-in-law, Kat Magunsiao.
Happy birthday!
Happy birthday!
Happy birthday!
And let's see here.
Why can't I connect to the Wi-Fi?
I know, right? We're all connected.
And my two phones can't connect.
Hmm.
What's
strange.
Wrong? Have I been
it's
banned?
It's that 1 week thing.
Yeah, 1 week I'm gone. Are you trying? Am I getting fired?
We're trying to ease you out.
I know.
We're taking away the Wi-Fi first. Next
Wi-Fi
thing you know,
first, parking, where
are my headphones?
Yeah, headphones, parking space.
I don't know. But both phones, my laptop, they're all connected. My iPad with Retina display.
Did you?
Whatever.
Oh my gosh.
What? I'm just saying.
With but your old MacBook.
Just you wait.
With your old MacBook.
Just you wait.
Akala ko
tinatawag
Girl.
No.
Hey, speaking of girl.
Ano, seryoso ba? Ngayon na ba?
Tara, let's
sige,
do it.
Sige, fine.
I mean, we've been talking about it since last week.
Okay.
And all we were waiting for was for, you know, an actual bona fide woman to get back. What?
Okay.
No, because we could have done the show as,
But we can't. We needed a real woman with the right parts.
And as much as we want
the
those
biological
parts.
The one, the parts that you guys want to buy in Thailand.
Well,
and for many different reasons.
You can buy them somewhere else. Ang assembly lang yata.
Actually, don't need to buy it.
Actually, no.
You don't need to buy it. You just need to get rid of things.
Mm. All right, so a little bit later on.
I can't believe we're doing it. I refuse to be part of this,
why?
This drama.
Why? Why? Why?
Tsaka dapat ano, ano, what do you call this? Performance level.
Oh, as in, we're going for like, the FAMAS Awards here.
No, we're going for AM. This is AM yes. material. I mean, this is in FM being invaded by AM material. Yeah.
But yeah, we are going to be doing the first episode of My Jowa.
Okay, if it's on the web, it's a webisode. If it's on TV, it's an episode. So what do you call it on radio?
Repisode?
No, radiosode.
A really? Radiosode?
Or radisode.
Radiosode of...
Rosode.
Road.
Hindi, eh, no?
Radiosode.
Radiosode?
Radiosode.
Pangit pakinggan? Ang weird, no?
Actually, episode pa rin sa radio.
Diba, no?
Yeah.
Kasi they had it for... Technically, dapat episode rin even on the web. It's just that webisode sounds so...
Radio Vela.
No, also cool. Because you need to tell them where it's at. That's yeah, why they call it a webisode.
A webisode.
Radio Novela. Radio Novela.
And then that's what you call the whole thing. What do you call an episode?
Radioserie.
Radioserie.
Radisode.
A radisode.
Diba?
It sounds so much better. Radisode.
Because it's rad.
Yeah. Totally radisode.
It's totally rad. So the top 10 funny celebrity baby names. Thank you to Chickenini for suggesting this. Let's start off with Chenong, anak ni Amanda Bynes.
Okay.
Si Grape.
Grape Bynes.
I heard it through the grapevines. Kuya Maui says, anak ni Kim Jong-un.
Oh.
The well, son.
The son.
Okay.
Diba UN yun?
Yeah.
Ang anak niya si ano po?
Ano po yun?
At saka yung yun na text, ano?
Oh. Right, right.
UN lang.
And also, Blue Gray says, anak ni Christina Aguilera.
Mm. Okay.
Si Freddy.
Freddy Aguilera. Hey, you know what? Can I just share this? So on one of the Twitter accounts of not TMZ, but one of them,
one of
whatever
them
entertainment things. Hey,
why is your polo open there?
I know. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to seduce you.
What are you trying to do, Delamar?
No, oh no.
No, my shirt has it's missing two buttons because when I put the seatbelt on this morning, it came off.
Oh. I think it's because your boobs are growing.
Or the sewing was
the
weak.
Buttons popped because of that.
Humahulk sila boobies.
I know, right? Pagtigo ng ganun, parang talagang dun yung area na bukas.
I know, but it really is.
Yeah.
Wait, so this entertainment Twitter account said, wow, Christina... Oh, Holly Scoop was saying, wow, Christina Aguilera has dropped 20 pounds.
Oh, wow.
And it's her new figure or whatever. And then I checked the pictures. It's still the same.
Really? No, maybe she was bigger.
She was bigger.
Maybe she was bigger. But, you know, when you're hoping for... When you're making such a big deal out
statement,
of...
Statement, yeah.
Yeah, it has to be so obvious that you don't need to cue me.
I guess that's true.
Diba? Parang, wow, you lost a lot
like
of weight.
Like, I know, Jennifer Hudson.
Jennifer Hudson.
It was striking.
It was striking.
When you saw her, you were like, is that even her? Like, you don't
And she's so sexy pala, no? Like, yeah. like without that much. I mean, she has an hourglass
figure.
Yeah,
she does. And,
hey, can we say hi to Fred Peñales? He's doing
hey,
it.
Hello,
Fred.
Hey, Fred.
It was nice seeing you.
He's just saying hello to Daryl, to Ronald Ang. Ronald Ang Renhard. Their new farm staff from Davao.
Oh, wow.
Good
hello.
Morning.
Good morning.
Hello, hello. Good morning.
Chanong says, oh, ito, anak ni LeBron James. Si Golds.
Golds James.
Si Golds James.
Ah, kainis.
Diba? And Hoy Pipo says, anak ni Alicia Keys.
Okay.
Si Manya.
Manya Keys.
And Mad Matt Mark says, anak ni Lance Bass ng NSYNC.
Mm-hmm.
Lance Bass. Si Bang. And also... Wala, inabuto ko na eh. And the top funny celebrity baby names comes from Cristiano Ronaldo.
He says...
Anak ni David Guetta.
Mm.
Si Sampa.
Sampaguetta! Mabango siya.
Mabango siya.
Pero kung san-san mo lang siya nakikita.
Oo.
Pero rockstar din siya, diba?
Rockstar din siya. At saka, ano yan?
Sampaguetta.
Pag naging celebrity din siya, pwede siya mag-perfume line.
No, wait, no. What was that song by Sampaguetta that was so...
Yung panahon na para magsaya.
Do you know that song?
Forget mo na.
They use that for a beer commercial.
Yeah. Ah, really?
Yeah. Para magsaya.
Forget mo na.
Oh, she did a Taglish thing.
Ay.
Hindi.
Why?
Forget mo na.
Oh, forget mo na. Really?
Forget mo na. Yeah, ang problema.
Hindi ba forget mo na?
Fly. Para sumig.
Sumigla.
Yeah.
Rock and roll.
Oh, hanggang umaga.
Tsaka siya sa ano like, yung, ano ba yun? Basta Laguna, like Laguna.
Ito naman yung mga country.
Laguna.
You know we don't try.
I love Laguna. La 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 Laguna.
Hindi ba Manila?
Hindi, meron ding Laguna.
Seryoso ka ba?
Meron din ba Laguna? Baka Bulacan. Bulacan.
Bulacan.
Or was it? And I think Cavite.
Cavite.
I love Cavite.
Hindi, it's like the same.
It's all Manila. What
it's
you
all
say?
Manila.
Caloocan. I love Caloocan.
You're going crazy again.
No.
Pasig. Pateros.
Tag, 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 tagig.
Tag, 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 tagaytay.
Okay.
Merong Laguna, promise. Merong
Are you
Laguna.
Sure? I don't think
I think there is.
I really...
Can you YouTube it? Merong Laguna, promise.
Laguna promise. By Sampaguetta.
Parang ballad siya.
I don't
parang
know,
Laguna.
I don't know. Chico, that's not
Punta
a ballad.
Punta ng Laguna.
That's not
hey,
valid.
He's actually right. There's a Laguna
See?
Sampaguetta.
See?
But okay.
What's the tune?
Let's listen to it.
I'm telling you.
This is Laguna. Your downfall. This is your downfall.
Dito siya magkakamali.
I know.
Ah, parang folk dance. Parang folk song. It's supposed to be rock.
Oh, yeah.
Baka parang ano? Parang camp song, campfire song. Wow. Jomo Joan Jett.
Ang tagal naman ang intro.
Ba't puro ganyan?
Sampaguetta, we don't have enough time, okay?
All right, let's go, Laguna.
Kanta na, Miss Guerra. Oh, yan, yan, yan. Wow. Where's the Laguna?
I think it's in the chorus.
Okay, wait. I'm gonna try to
find it. I know. Sige, go. Sige pa. Oh, there you go.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, it didn't sound like my version.
But at least...
But he got it right.
I got it right.
You know, the Laguna and Sampaguetta part at least.
Oh, there is a Laguna.
Okay.
Pero so, ano na naman yung... Hmm? You turn every song into that sound.
Tune. To that tune. Oh my gosh, meron yung Antipolo.
Okay.
No, yun tayo na sa Antipolo. So I wonder what places merit a song.
Wherever
anything that you feel, yeah,
or whatever you want.
A song na Mandaluyong?
Mandaluyong! Concrete jungle where dreams...
Oh my gosh. This is the worst. This is the worst day to come back to work. All right, with that, we end the top 10.
And if you want to join us for the top 10, funny celebrity baby dabes.
Baby dibs.
Ano? Baby dibs?
Baby names.
Ano?
Just keep nagpaparehilong ko eh. Just keep RX. Space your entries and send them to 2299. Or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag the boarding rush and hashtag funny baby, funny celebrity baby names.
It's Chico.
It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On the morning rush.
Part 2. Nothing like a good... Why did you tell me that story? Now I'm angry.
That's why I was telling you that, you know.
A little, ano lang.
Just keeping it to myself, ne. Mm-mm.
Just okay. Some stories mm-hmm. that we tell each other.
You know, things that
but
I miss.
But since sira na rin yung araw mo, marami pa kukwento sa'yo.
Okay, gotta brace myself. Mm-hmm. This is what I get.
Yeah. Welcome back.
Diba? I know. After a week of just being... actually, one whole
peaceful.
Week,
Abba. Yeah, one whole week.
One whole week. Yeah, one whole week of you being
actually,
away.
I'm not even supposed to go to work.
Oh, diba?
Well, my doctor's in Australia. Don't tell her. No, she said, naman, it's okay. I mean, you know, just take a couple of days rest mm-hmm. and try to finish your medicine mm-hmm. to keep you okay. Mm-hmm. It's going to be fine. I just mm-hmm. can't stress myself.
Yeah.
With a story like that, I'm in war mode.
Are you sure you want to hear the rest of the story?
Okay. Time for the news here on The Morning Rush. Forget your worries. It's time to get updated. My name is Del, the news. One Direction star, Zayn Malik, whipped fans into a frenzy during a show in Ohio earlier this week by nibbling on a pair of edible underpants.
Wow.
Worn by his bandmate, Harry Styles.
Oh my God.
Just when you okay. think it was shocking. No, it's not shocking enough. It was the edible underpants worn by Harry Styles. The boy band was performing in Columbus, Ohio on Tuesday as part of the group's ongoing world tour when the pop pair put on the cheeky display. The fan, a fan, threw the edible panty candy thong. Mm-hmm. It was a candy thong on stage, and the crowd went wild when Styles slipped it over his pants as his bandmates chanted, "Get that on! Wear that thong!" Malik then drew screams from the crowd by bending down and nibbling on the candy.
Oh my God.
While Styles sampled the goods himself before whipping off the underpants. Styles is no stranger to pulling pranks on tour. Earlier this year, he shed his clothes to go streaking on a Segway scooter backstage at a London gig.
Okay.
I mean, okay. This is kind of weird.
Sa bagay, I guess it's medyo understandable naman.
And then sa parang ano, parang gag reel nung their perfume, they came out with a perfume. When it was Zayn's turn, mm-hmm. Harry like rushed to Zayn and kissed him.
What is up with them and kissing each other?
They're always kissing each other.
What is that?
Well, diba yung sa video ng Kiss You?
Yeah. Well, kasi naman, Kiss You, so you kind of think. Pero even before
no,
that.
No, but even before that, they were
kissing each other like anything.
I swear, there's that? Something wrong with them.
No, but they're euros.
Yeah.
So then
they're
euros.
True,
yeah. Wala lang talaga yun.
I'll just tell you
like
a little
that.
Story. No names will be mentioned, but I remember I have a friend, and he showed me a picture of his friends back in Europe, and all of them had pulled down their pants.
Oh, my God.
All of them pulled down their pants, and they were, like, next to each other, mm-hmm. body to body.
Yeah.
So butt to pelvic area.
Yeah.
And the picture was on a side view.
Okay.
So you could see.
Like you don't see anything, but obviously.
But they were touching. Can you believe that?
Oh.
And they were all
where
like.
Where is this photo?
It was like, okay. And then so when I was being shown.
And to them, it's just funny.
It's just funny. It really doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, I know, but it's so weird.
Well, for us, as foreigners.
And this is coming
them,
from me.
See, I know. See
the true gay one.
No, see, Skarsgård.
You stop it.
What's his name?
Alexander Skarsgård.
Yeah,
oh
Alexander.
My God! Did you see that video of his? He was fooling around with another guy, as in they were like faux making out, and they were like practically naked.
And why were you watching this?
he was looking for a gag. He was looking for a gag that he
why
could do.
Why were you watching this?
Hello, kasi nga parang they were like, oh look at Alexander Skarsgård. Making out with another guy. And it, you know, they were really just fooling around. And it's really nothing. You can tell. They were just, they were laughing like anything.
And even in Game of Thrones, like, you know, remember the Tyrell guy?
Yeah.
You know, he's gay and you can see them kissing all the time. And I'm like, it's possible that they're not gay. But they're kissing each other as if they were man and wife. Of course, this is a straight girl's version. Because to gay guys, when they watch straight people make out, to them it's like, it's making out, but with a guy and a girl. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and even
am
just
I making
like,
myself clear?
Even people who are not making out, yung just kissing is such a not a big deal for Europeans.
No,
it really isn't.
No.
It really
I mean,
is
the
not.
French even tap a girl's butt if he likes her, if he thinks she's beautiful.
And it's not bastos.
It's not.
Really?
Well, it's a little, but it's a tolerable bastos thing.
I mean, not like you can't do that here.
No, no, no.
Go to France.
you can like tap them on the butt.
What if it's a no? Like you like them.
I don't know if they still do that.
What if you like them but respectfully? So do you kiss them on the butt?
Just so Game of Thrones.
Okay.
Sorry, I watched Game of Thrones again.
I figured.
Anyway,
because all of your references are Game of Thrones.
I know, but One Direction, and they're exposing the girls into some homoerotic thing.
Yeah,
without I mean
without them actually.
Yeah, and I guess they get caught up in the moment. Yeah. You know, you're on stage, people are screaming.
And what do you do with a candy thong?
Plus, there are no girls in One Direction. Yeah. And if they did kiss a girl, they get in more trouble.
Yeah,
right.
Well, not.
I think they would.
No, but I mean. What kind of kiss?
No, I mean, exactly like that, but not between Zayn and Harry.
Oh.
Ah, well, yeah.
O sabagay, if somebody ate, like, edible underwear of a girl.
Even if it was, you know, worn on top of the pants, they would, yeah. You know.
They would so get
up in up in arms about it.
Pero at least naman hindi yung... Akala ko kasi when I first heard the news bit, I thought it was, like, sinuot niya sa loob ng pants.
He took it off
and then...
But it is a little homoerotic.
Yeah.
But I can understand
playfully.
I can understand that they're getting caught up in the moment and you know. But
and I guess for them it's really all just fun and games.
No, no man.
For now.
Until ma-realize nila na parang uy, masaya pala siyang gawin.
That's the news. Hey, it's a Monday today, so the third news update will be about the number one movie in the United States.
Yes.
We'll give it to you next hour. For now, you're enjoying the Morning Rush with Chico, with Delamar, with Gino right here on Manila's Hottest, RX 93.5.
The Morning Rush, Top 10. The
Morning Rush, Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.5.
What in the world is going on?
I would say miscommunication. if we three were lovers, you would be having a fight right now.
Yeah. As in. Okay, so the
sabay
top
kami
10.
Lang talaga ni Chico yung nag-a-wala kaya ka.
Oo nga eh, di ba?
Para lang kami yung lovers.
Kasi kung LQ.
Ganon.
So, the top 10 funny celebrity baby names. Thank you to Chikinini for suggesting this.
Of course, inspired by what happened to Kim Kardashian and
kasi naman.
Si Northwest.
Why would you name your baby Northwest?
I bet you the next baby will be Wild Wild.
Wild Wild West! Oo nga, no? Oh my gosh.
Or Key.
What do you call
Key West?
Nung buntis si
New
Kim West, Kim Kardashian. What did you call her like uterus?
What?
West womb. West womb.
Diba? It is a West womb.
It's the West womb.
It's the West womb. Diba?
It is the West Womb.
The West Womb.
Where did you live for 9 months? In the West Womb.
In the West Womb. Why? What's wrong?
It was pimpin'.
Diba?
Hey, was it true that the whole floor was reserved? Because the news was that they were making arrangements.
Right.
So that, because you know, the paparazzi would be there.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone would be trying to get pictures way before the official pictures came out. So they were talking about something like what Beyonce did, which was supposedly to
reserve an entire floor
where you can't be allowed unless you have special clearance.
Oh.
Is that what happened?
I don't know. I didn't.
Because she gave birth 5 weeks early.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah,
I mean, it's not like
they
can't. But the thing is,
it's a hospital.
Yeah.
You'd be
depriving other people of space
care
that they actually need. Yeah.
Right.
Well, yeah, that is true. No, the security has to be like downstairs. You're going to be safe now when you're upstairs.
No, but sharing the floor is what we mean. Sharing the floor with them.
Yeah, because, okay, here's the thing. Like, let's just say it's an elevator. They can always just say, oh, I'm going to the third floor. But
in reality,
they're actually going to go to the floor where Kim Kardashian is.
And I wonder if those nurses and all the hospital people, how they are. Like, what rules.
Yeah. No, I'm sure bawal.
Bawal. But under what penalty? Because, look, if you sold the first pictures of Kanye West,
how much money would you actually have? You'd be set.
Actually, you don't.
If you get
you
a good picture,
you can resign.
Yeah, some of the pictures go for $500,000.
Right? Oh my gosh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Can you imagine that's celebrity problems?
Right.
Like a regular person would just give birth. Ito talaga kailangan, you have to secure pa the floor.
No, but that's also because they want to be able to sell the photos.
That is true.
Yeah, and Kim Kardashian is not the queen of privacy. Yeah,
no, not at all.
Far from it.
I think for other celebrities, they would just be like, okay, they get the photo of my baby.
Not right. For them. No?
Yeah, not because, I mean, or maybe the reason why, you know, some celebrities would be private about the whole what my baby looks like thing is just because they like the privacy. But oh, yeah. For Kanye West and Kim Kardashian,
we know that they like the
they want the attention.
They
love the attention, which is why they're keeping it such a secret, just so that it's such an exclusive thing to, you know, be the first person to have the photos of the baby.
Right.
And then with a name like that, everyone would want to see how she looks like.
But yeah, North, and it's a girl.
It's a girl. And North is such a guy name.
Guy name.
I know. Son of South.
Like North Andrew.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Peter.
Former DJ.
Sige, ano?
Peter.
Ha? Peter what?
Peter what?
North.
Sino yun?
Wala lang, he's an actor.
Oh, really?
You're the porno expert.
Retired actor.
So,
what? It's a name you see. Right,
when you're watching,
let's just deal with it.
When you're watching what?
When you're watching adult films.
Oh. Adult films.
Wow.
How often do you watch these adult?
Not very often.
And what do you do?
Huh?
Why do people watch adult films?
I really don't know.
You really don't know.
I really don't.
You
know.
You really don't.
It's just, you know, my friends would send me like all these videos, and I'd be like, "Who's Peter North and Chasey Lane?"
Wow. Okay, the top 10.
So what? Are you just going to take that lying down? Aren't you going to say the name?
Usually sitting.
Okay.
Oh my God.
The top 10 funny celebrity baby names.
You do know that when you do gay stuff, you both, you do know that you ease me out of the thing, right?
Okay.
Not okay.
Okay.
No, I'm waiting for your point.
That's the point. It's a trio.
Okay.
You can't.
But we're not doing gay stuff, are we? I'm not even sure anymore. I can't even tell.
Oh, those
the
are
lines
the
are so blurred.
I know, blurred lines. Exactly. Gino, kapit lang.
Kapit lang. Mad Mutt Mark says. Anak ni Bruno Mars. Eddie Sidella.
Sidella Mars.
Blue Gray says, anak ni Jim Carrey. Mm-hmm. Si Hand.
Hand Carrey. Tapos when you travel, well, you are with your baby.
Yeah. Ano Hand Carrey mo? Si Hand Carrey. OMGN says, anak ni Enchong D.
Mm-hmm.
Si Malan.
Malan D. Tapos parang siya ano, parang Arabic name, parang Milan.
Milan.
Si Milan D.
Blue Gray says, anak ni Jano. Si Tu.
Two Gibbs.
Ilang Gibbs ba ito? Two Gibbs.
You know, they posted a picture on Instagram of Jaya, Regine, and Augie, and Jano. And I didn't recognize Jano at all.
Why?
I don't know, maybe I just hadn't seen him in such a long time. I didn't recognize him.
Jyoti says, anak ni Justin Bieber.
Mm-hmm.
Si Eager.
Eager Bieber.
And then Callie Byrne says, anak ni Diane Lane.
Mm-hmm.
Si pedestrian. Diba?
I know.
Chenong says,
for senior citizens.
Lane. Oh. Okay. OMGN says, anak ni Lovie po.
Uh-huh.
Si Sug.
Sugbo.
And the entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10 funny celebrity baby names comes from Chenong.
Chenong says,
anak ni Flo Rida. Si Ghost.
Ghost Rida.
Pero ang ganda. I actually like it.
It's kind of nice.
Ghost Rider.
Just don't
parang
refer to
hip-hop
the...
hip-hop name.
Yeah.
But don't refer to the movie because the movie was bad.
Yeah. Pero the superhero will always
Ghost
be
Ghost Rider?
Uh-oh.
Hindi ba yun yung kay Nicolas Cage?
Kay Nicolas Cage.
Ah, yeah. That's
that
right.
Really sucked.
I don't even remember it as a movie.
I remember it was...
Just goes to show how bad it was.
Eva Mendez and Nicolas Cage.
Weren't we watching a Ghost Rider? Weren't we watching Ghost Rider in a hotel?
We were watching a different Nicolas Cage film. Driven. Or something like
where
that.
Where was that? Weren't we in a room?
We were in...
Yeah, when we were hosting in...
For Sony?
Yeah, for Sony.
All right.
But they booked us in
we
a...
We were billed at the Marriott. Was it Marriott?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we were watching a bad Nicolas
and then we all
Cage
slept together.
Diba?
Tapos that.
And there for once, kami ni Del ang nagtabi.
Pero nakatalikod ko sa kanya, tapos sa akin ka nakaharap.
Tapos kinikindat-kindat.
Para ano, lipat na ba ako? Lipat na ba ako?
Tapos kinikindat-kindat.
Tulog na ba siya?
Hinihintay lang eh. Tulog na ba si Del? Para walang judgment.
Just go very, ano, very my husband's lover.
Oh, which is
why. Ah, which we will,
exactly. Which is coming up in which a little bit. We're gonna...
We have to practice.
Okay, let's practice. Sige, let's practice out here.
Out loud, out loud.
Out loud?
Wala ka loud naman, and proud.
Wala ka naman.
Loud and proud. Okay.
Loud and proud.
Okay.
Tell all your friends about it, huh? It's a... It's a first.
It's a first.
Well, it's not really a first.
Well, on FM.
On FM. Yeah.
No, it's
basta
not.
It's the original.
No, it's not. I don't know.
I'm sure somebody's
done it. But somebody's done it.
Basta, it's the first na... On okay, FM so, na...
On this
medyo
station.
Gay-ish.
Medyo.
Medyo.
Gay-ish.
Medyo lang, ha?
Gay-ish, ha? Medyo gay-ish. Gay-ish.
Okay.
Okay, so we're gonna do that later. What time? Can you?
Oh, nga, let's pick a time.
8:30.
We're gonna give you this at least on the morning rush.
Pilot.
It's a pilot episode.
It's a pilot episode.
Oh wow.
Okay.
Diba? Big deal.
You should.
Oh, syempre, pilot talaga.
Yeah, it's the pilot episode. Of...
Alam mo dapat may video kasi ma-acting tayo. Acting kayo.
What? No, this is radio.
Yeah, and I mean acting voice, but I mean it helps that you know your facial
expression. Have you ever seen like people who voice for like Toy Story and stuff like that?
They really act. Yeah. They really act. Yeah. They really do. So may ano ka, may crying scene ka dito, breakdown scene. Well, so kailangan talaga.
Wala akong breakdown scene.
Wait lang, eventually ba magkakaroon ba ng
siyempre!
Kissing scene dyan.
De, pero sa radio, okay lang.
Magkakaroon ba
we'll just go, kissing scene na yun.
Akala ko ba, but what if, like, you really have to internalize the character's sound?
Ay, hindi naman naririnig on radio, eh.
Kapit, Gino, kapit.
Saka, di ba, the quote for the day, I can't even tell anymore.
Those are the words you say right before you turn.
All right, so if you want to join us for the top 10 funny celebrity baby names, just key in RX space your entries and send them to 2299 or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag funny celebrity baby names.
The Morning Rush. Chico, Delamar, Gino, RX 93.1.
It's Chico.
It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On The Morning Rush, part 3.
All right, we would like to congratulate again Smart Communications and its ad agency DM9.
James Saifu?
Saifu is how you say it. All right, so for making our country proud by winning the Philippines' first Cannes Lion Grand Prix in France. As we said a while ago, it's like the Oscar Awards for advertising. And in the 60-year history of the Cannes Film, the Cannes Festival, the Philippines has never won a Grand Prix, and the work was for Smart Textbooks.
Yes.
Textbooks, TXTBKS, where Smart used SIM cards of old analog cell phones and put the content of textbooks in them for use by public school students. A big congratulations again to the ad agency, DM9, James Saifu. Is that how he's saying?
I'm not sure, but yeah, something like that. Yes. But congratulations.
Congratulations. All right. As usual on a Monday, we do give you the happenings over the weekend at the North American box office. Turns out, zombies and Superman are no match for monsters. What?
Really?
Disney's Monster University is the weekend box office winner.
Wow.
Whoa! The animated family film, which reunites Billy Crystal and John Goodman and their characters in the 2001 hit Monsters, Inc., debuted in first place, earning $82 million.
Wow.
Beating out swarming zombies in World War Z and Superman himself in Man of Steel. Now, as for Brad Pitt, zombie romp, it overcame critical advance publicity to open in second place with not a bad $66 million take. Media reports months ahead of the film opening chronicled its problems, including a revamped ending that delayed its release. Rewrites and reshoots sent the film over budget, and it ended up reportedly costing more than $200 million to make. But
ouch.
Early reviews were positive.
Yeah. But at 60, it's going to be a little bit of an uphill climb.
I think they will just recoup.
Yeah.
If any. But that's good enough,
I think.
Man of Steel was third at the box office, adding another $41.2 million. to its coffers and bringing its domestic, U.S. sales over $210 million in just the second week of release. Meanwhile, This Is the End, which stars... I want to watch this one. Mm-hmm. This Is the End. It stars Seth Rogen, James Franco, and Jonah Hill as versions of themselves trapped in a mansion during the apocalypse. That film finished fourth place.
But they haven't showed that here yet.
No, not yet. I just saw the... a former jock, Jake Lopez.
Yeah.
He was just... he was about to watch it in the States.
Oh.
And then he was like, move over Superman. Mm-hmm. It's going to be This Is the End.
Hmm.
But it's, no, it's fourth.
No, it's not. It's Superman. I mean, do you really expect to like...
But look at that. With Man of Steel, it's like $210 million already. On its second week. In the U.S.
In the U.S.
You don't even count like the worldwide count. So suffice it to say, that's why they're... Fast tracking the sequel, it's such a big hit already.
But I just hope that they don't rush it too much.
I know,
right?
Because it seems pretty. I don't know. A year to make an entire movie.
Imagine mo, maunahan pa niya yung or makakasabay niya Avengers 2.
Avengers 2 is 2015.
Oh, see, maunahan pa niya Avengers
2.
And Avengers 2
has already been
filming after Avengers 1.
But I guess if you think about it, kasi with Avengers 2, you have to get the schedules of
so many
Robert
stars.
Downey Jr.
That is
of,
true.
Of Scarlett Johansson.
And Samuel L. Jackson.
Mark Ruffalo. Samuel L. Jackson.
Jeremy Renner.
I mean, and these are, you know, just your run-off-the-mill actors or whatever.
But, you know, it's only, like, I can't believe Mike Wazowski.
Yeah. Yes. Mike Wazowski.
Mike and what's the name of
Sully.
Him? Sully.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
But if you think about it, then kasi, it's a family movie.
Yeah. Kids don't go to theaters alone.
Yeah.
And kids are more likely to watch a movie twice.
That's true.
Than
adults
grown-ups.
Will, yeah.
I know this because my head is about to explode with Barney. We only have 3 discs at the house, and for a whole week we've been listening. I know Barney. And when I say Barney, I used to mean Stinson.
Yep, now
it's
the
dinosaur.
The purple dinosaur. Sorry.
Wow.
But you know, whenever someone brings up Monsters, Inc. or Monsters University or Sully, the one I remember the most is, remember when they tried to mimic that, was it Armageddon? Oh, the Armageddon homage? Where you have Ben Affleck.
Where they were walking.
Parang
naka-letter V sila.
And then in Monsters, Inc., it was the same thing. And then everybody was talking about how the hair, the fur.
Was moving.
It was so realistic.
Yeah.
And they said
even
that...
Even the water in Finding Nemo.
Finding Nemo, right.
And there's filming the sequel.
Yeah, Finding Dory.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Tapos yung ending pala niya, ginawa siyang fish fillet.
Wow.
Dory cream.
Diba Dory is, usually that's what they use.
Okay.
For.
That's that's the easiest fish to eat, I think. Because it doesn't have a lot of taste. A lot of fishy taste, not at least. But, wow, Monsters University is number one.
Yeah.
I don't know what they did. I mean...
It's a prequel.
Oh, it's a prequel.
It's a prequel.
So it's basically them learning how to
college.
Become monsters.
It's a college before.
How they met.
Right,
they're showing you how... The two met.
Guess what? Despicable 2 is also coming out in July in the States. And also, Anchorman 2.
Oh my God.
It's hilarious.
You know, they're coming up with a Zoolander 2 also.
Oh my gosh.
They?
Yeah. They're parang aging models na.
Yeah, because, you know, as of last...
So they're both aging.
It's funny already just thinking about it.
But also because if you see Ben Stiller now...
He's so much older.
He's become so gaunt. Yeah. His face, like, it's so different from the last time we saw him.
Yeah.
He looks much,
because Owen
older.
Wilson still pretty much looks the same.
Because I think he's always been messed up.
Yeah.
You know, he's always had that...
He's always had that kagulo look.
Yeah, yeah. That broken nose bridge.
But imagine Anchorman 2 and
Anchorman
then Zoolander 2. Oh, my
I
God.
Couldn't stop laughing with a preview. But so many good movies coming out, of course, because it's summer in the States and all the big ones are coming out.
Yeah.
Especially Gino.
And it's
oh my gosh, it's I a see one what two. You did there.
It's a 1-2 punch.
I know, right? It's a quip about my weight and my sexuality.
Oh, no, not big in that way. Big as in personality.
Right, whatever. Shut up, Whitey.
That's what I get. Shut up, Whitey. All right, that's going to do it for the news on The Morning Rush. It's 8:35, okay? We did promise to have the
Radio Novela.
And there you had a hipper
radio serie.
No. Radisode. It's coming up.
Yes.
We're already gearing up for it. We've practiced and it's coming up, but first we'll have a requested tune.
Yes, going out to Monmon and Genro on their way to Subic. Take care on the road. And some Miley Cyrus for you.
And also, while we're at it, hi to Kat Arrow. She's tuned in.
Hi, Kat!
Who's just excited there for the internship. The one with Vince Vaughn and Owen
Wilson.
Oh,
right.
Where they work in Google.
Yeah.
All right, so here we go. Check this out. The latest from Miley.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. Do you guys want to read some of the things on
Twitter? Can we just
Twitter?
Somebody just tweeted. Jay Ryan actually tweeted that. Wait up.
I saw it.
Yeah, Carla Abeliana and Tom Rodriguez now were tuned in.
Oh my god!
What?
Oh my god!
No! Carla Abeliana just tweeted. Is this her? Is this really her? Wait, is this a parody account or is this really her?
It's her.
Official Twitter account of Filipina actress, commercial model, and GMA Network celebrity Carla Abeliana. Oh my gosh.
Oh my god.
I hope I did you justice. Sabi nila magkamukha tayo.
Whoa.
Feeling, no?
But hey, good morning.
Good morning.
And we should have them on the show.
I know, right?
Come on over, please.
Like the legitimate ones. But what do you call this? To everybody who's been tweeting us about how much they loved it, thank you. And
it's crazy.
We'll have the replay.
We'll replay it later.
Yeah,
well, in a little bit. But everybody was saying the things that were said on that script.
Dami kasi mga kahindik-hindik na kasagutan na hindi na ano, kailang masagot.
Kahindik.
You know, some of them really, like, literally daw had to like cover their mouth to their hands. Kasi nasa ano sila, nagko-commute sila.
Si Anida, Blue Chubs was saying is Bading Dong from Lasal kasi Green Mind.
Green Mind tapos Green Blood. Green
Blood. Sure na bed and blood test.
Right, si Lock on Stratos was just like, kala ko ibang station na yung pinapakinggan ko kanina.
I know, we were kind of like, okay, you guys will probably be a little weirded out by the sound. It's not us. Or maybe it was.
And PJ Reyes was just saying, okay, so when is the next episode gonna air?
We'll see.
Yeah.
We'll have our team of script writers.
Namely Chico. We'll have our team of script writers working on it.
Namely
Chico.
Sabi ni I am Sind, slow clap. Slow. Teary-eyed. Standing ovation. Clap.
Wait. Let me guess. You're gay, right? But, yeah.
Grabe naman si The James Harold. Ba't daw walang bed scene? Hello.
Ano ba?
First episode pa lang.
Mersky Alex was saying, best actress in a radio program, Chico Garcia.
Si Coffee Jelly Thin says, hindi ko kinaya yung picture frame na sinasama pag
naliligo.
Winner yun.
Sino naman magtatay?
Diba? Tsaka may picture ka ng kaibigan mo nakatrunks.
How stupid is the wife?
I know.
Shaniqua, come on.
Gusto ko yung... yung future Miss Universe natin. Actually, kahit wag ng Miss Universe eh. Basta matalo niya si
Miss Venezuela.
That bitch.
We'll give you the replay later in case you missed it.
All right. And yes, Meteor Garden. That was the background.
They love the background.
Yeah, it's Niyao de
Ai. I loved it. I never watched it, but I really liked the bed.
Did you notice how, like, the right bed, like, amps up your, like...
Yeah, it makes you feel it
more. Your performance.
Right.
Suddenly naging dramatic.
Wow.
Hero, did you see the tweet from Carla Abeliana?
No. Which one?
Yeah, she goes, hilarious script at RXTMR. Listened live on the set and kept laughing.
Oh my gosh.
Wish Dennis and ako si Mang Tomas and direct heard it.
Oh my gosh.
Thank you.
Wow. Okay, so everybody's waiting for the next episode. Chico, get on it.
Okay. I know, right?
Our team of script writers.
Kasi marami siyang personalities. Oh. Monster Radio RX 93.1. This is my theme song for the day that I come back to the Morning Rush. And
everything has changed.
Everything has changed.
That is true.
But can we just quickly special hi to Miss Carla Abeliana. And she was just tweeting, no, it's really me. This is my account. It's not a fake account.
Yeah, and the guys over at their set.
Yeah, hello.
Hey,
hello.
Thank you.
I don't know if they just started or, you know, they haven't finished just yet. Because usually, like, it takes really long. So,
yeah.
Hopefully, you guys are doing all right over there.
I know.
So, thank you.
Thank you.
The Morning Rush. Top 10.
Morning Rush. Top 10.
Monts Radio RX 93.1. I told you we should have videoed it. They were all asking the sana may video of how we were doing.
Pero I don't think you should do that. Kasi yeah. Baka we might not give it our all.
That's true.
Hello.
Kasi,
diba?
We're not actors.
We're not actors.
I speak for yourself.
Oh, no. You know what his fantasy
talaga,
is?
No.
His fantasy is that he will win an Oscar award.
Really?
Yeah.
My really? ever.
See?
No, it's not to win Miss Universe. It's to win
really?
An Oscar award.
You know, I kind of thought you my greatest more dream. Like,
No.
Kasi ako, I want to be a singer. Like do concerts.
Right.
But siya talaga with an acceptance
Come
speech.
To think about it, I don't think I know what I want. I don't want an Oscar.
Ano, like, parang
hindi,
sexually.
Kasi, parang
gano'n. This sounds so familiar. Ito na naman. I don't even know.
Ito na naman tayo eh.
No, parang... Okay. Well, if alam we're talking about like the guilty fantasies, like, because you want to be a singer.
That's not a guilty fantasy.
I mean, okay, but yeah, you want to be a singer. You want to be...
More than an actress, I want to be a singer.
Me, I want kasi to be Ryan Reynolds. Or, you know, the Filipino counterpart of Ryan Reynolds.
Dapat daw ganitong epic pick natin.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I saw that.
Okay.
We can come up with something.
Higa ako sa chan mo.
Baka makatulog ka eh. Malambot eh. Medyo
cushy,
orthopedic yung...
Very cushy. Hindi,
no? Mamili ka. Parang chan ni Gino, chan ko.
Wala, chan ko.
Masistiff neck ako sa chan mo.
Hindi, dapat siya nasa gitna. Because he's badingdong.
Oh.
Diba? And then you're trying to cling on to him.
He's
I'm
what?
Trying to... Badingdong.
He's what?
Badingdong. He's badingdo.
My screen name.
Screen name. Okay.
Yeah, people are just tweeting that they can't wait for the replay. Well, it'll come up in a little bit. Yeah.
And, you know, there's so many things that happened over the weekend. And that's why we're doing this top 10. Because the weird thing that Kim Kardashian.
Why would you name your daughter North?
But I attribute this to Kanye more than to Kim.
But we kind of, well, at least
we thought it was a joke. Remember?
No, because they did say that
they'd
before.
They'd name
North.
Northwest.
O pwede rin East. Tapos isusponsor sila ng banko.
No, ano?
Sa Pilipinas. Because Northwest is now Delta, isn't it?
Yeah,
Northwest.
It's Delta already. Delta.
Or Glinda, the Good Witch of the West. Diba? Okay, so here we go. Thank you to... Because we missed the batch because of the Radyo Serya. Thank you to Chikinini for the top 10 funny celebrity baby names. Let's start off with OMGN. Anak ni Empress Shuck.
Okay.
Si Electric.
Electric shock.
When you say it out loud,
shock. Electric shock.
Sino ko na electric shock. With your.
Nako, dinilaan mo ba? Kaya ako naiintindihan mo. Blue Gray says, anak ni Miguel Cotto. Si Love
Cotto.
OMGN says, anak ni Kim Chu. Si Chugga-Chugga-Chu.
Chugga-Chugga-Chu.
Super Wabi says, anak ni Megan Fox. Si Chicken.
Chicken Fox!
Blue Gray says, anak ni Tyra Banks. Oh, like a local celebrity, si Raver.
Raver Banks! Marikina, Raver Banks. Raver Banks! Raver Banks mula sa Marikina.
Or si Ang Sakit Sa.
Ang Sakit Sa Banks.
Sorry.
Pwede rin si Big Bang sa Ala.
Ala Banks. Big Bang sa Ala Banks.
Eh, si Mash Plutonium says, anak ni Fernando Poe. Si Iyo.
Iyo Po.
Tonya Marcopio says,
or si Sensha na.
Sensha na po.
Tapos yung spellings, C-N-X-C-A.
X-I-A.
Sensha.
Oh my God, we're sounding more and more like an AM station.
Tonyo Marcopio says, anak ni Keanu Reeves.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Si Baby Back.
Reeves.
Jyoti says, anak ni Rick Price. Si Twister.
Twister Price.
Sharkbait says,
or si Fisher.
Fisher Price.
Ito talaga, motherly
right?
Mindset,
know, right?
No? Fisher Price.
Anak ni Hillary Swank. Si Silver.
Silver Swank!
Sorry.
That's just so bad.
Silver Swank.
Camila says, anak ni Dexter star, Michael C. Hall.
Okay.
Si Ash.
We're not gonna say that. Stop Why? It. Stop.
Well, Ash.
Exactly.
Oh, diba, Mr. Hall.
Right. Kiddo 08 says, anak ni Jet Li. Deepa 2.
Deepa 2.
Or si Tuli.
Si Tu.
Si Tu. Hindi, si Tuli.
Tuli. Or Bug.
Tuli Li, huh?
Bug.
Bug Li. Ay.
Diba?
I didn't mind kasi
Alam mo kasi parang usually if it's a if it's a if it's an official document, it's last name and then first name.
Exactly.
So Lee
Bug.
Oh yeah.
OMG yan. Anak ni Jinri Park.
Oh.
Si Luneta. Si Luneta.
Hindi pa wala pa lang Cuneta Park.
Si Central. Si Central Park.
Central.
Okidok says
Salcedo.
Salcedo.
Ortigas,
hello.
Hindi,
para medyo
like,
Ortigas,
ano,
para malapit.
Para medyo
social. Hindi, pwede rin ano, si ano, malapit na ako
mag.
Diba? Okay, Doc says, anak ni Jackie Chan. Si Okay Ka Ba?
Okay Ka Ba, Chan. Tapos, ano siya, endorser siya ng Yakult.
Diba? Jyoti says, anak ni Jay-Z. Oh, since anak ni Kanye West yung si North. Mm-hmm. Anak ni Jay-Z. Si XY.
XYZ.
Mad Matt Mark says, anak ni Channing Tatum. Si Pooh.
Potato.
Yeah, potato.
Para potato.
Like potato.
Potato.
Potato. Hansen
you
says,
Channing all over your Tatum.
Anak ni Enrique Hill. Si McKinley.
McKinley Hill.
At saka, sabi ni Cristiano Ronaldo, anak ni Sherry Hill. Gates of...
Gates of Hill.
And the top. The top funny celebrity baby names comes from Jyoti.
Jyoti says...
Anak ni Britney Spears. San Antonio.
San Antonio.
Pero dapat kasi Britney Spears.
Spears.
Britney Spears. Ang anak ni Britney Spears.
San Antonio.
Exactly. So, the top 10 funny celebrity baby names. Just key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299. Or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag the morning rush and hashtag funny celebrity baby names.
Best FM radio station. 20th KBP Golden Dove Awards. Monster Radio, RX 93.1, your Kikai Barkada.
It's Chico.
It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On the Morning Rush, Part 4. La 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 la.
The Morning Rush, Top 10.
Morning Rush, Top 10.
Monster Radio, RX 93.1. Time for the Top 10 for today. And watch for the replay, huh?
And let's say good morning to Jolly.
Hello, Jolly.
Hello, Jolly.
Jolly. I don't know why the internet seems, Twitter seems intent on making you talk to people.
I know. Oh, but that's not the actual text.
Hey, shut up.
I mean,
up.
The tweet.
Hey, shut
we
up.
We should read the actual tweet. I mean, isn't that what we're here for?
No.
To broadcast the truth?
No, you know, no. Truth, really? Do you want the truth?
You can't handle the truth. TMR drama coming up in a little bit.
Yes, please. It's coming up.
Hey, what's up to Camilo? Also tuned in. And while we're at it, let's say hello to Fruit Jillicious, who just goes, love the radio novela. But she's also saying hello to Mariturla, Nanay, and Silent Rushers from Pinoy PS. Good morning.
Good morning.
HIV Reactive also tuned in. Mr. Maria just saying, please greet the pharmacy board takers who will be taking their exam tomorrow.
Hey, good luck.
And good luck.
Mm-hmm. Good luck. All right. We've got the top 10 for today. Courtesy of Chikinini. Thank you. The top 10 funny celebrity baby names. Let's start off with Camilo, anak ni Julius Babaw. E fan siya ng ano, Last Airbender.
Oh.
Ang.
Ang
Babaw.
Because the name of the...
Diba Ang?
Diba, yeah.
Ang. Si Ang. Tyrant says, anak ni... Gregory Peck. Si Ice.
Ice Peck.
Ice Peck.
Buti hindi
ano. Nakakainis. Bato-bato.
Buti hindi.
Buti ano.
What?
Rani the Pooh says, anak ni Kim Chu. Si Ha.
Ha-Chu!
Chenong says, anak ni Cal Penn. Si Sign.
Seinfeld.
Pwede rin si Fountain.
Si Fountain. Oh. Una loko po ako says, anak ni George Bush. Hmm. Si M.
M. Bush.
Kasi American Bush. So
M. Bush.
Blue Gray says, anak ni Chris Brown.
Okay.
Si Hash.
Hash Brown.
John Israel says, anak ni Kristen Stewart.
Hmm. Okay.
Si Flight.
Flight Stewart.
Wait, but some people actually make that mistake.
Flight Stewart?
Yeah, they think it's Flight Stewart.
What? Oh my God.
Yeah, it's like,
Sonia and Stewartess.
Oo nga, no? Kylie Gayahan mo says, anak ni Bianca King. Mm.
Okay.
Si Burger.
Burger King.
Or Chicken Ala.
Or Chicken Ala. Sharkbait says, anak ni Michelle Pfeiffer.
Okay.
Peter Pfeiffer.
She really should have a kid named Peter.
Diba? Peter Pfeiffer. Fick the fack of pickled peppers. You can't say Peter Pfeiffer without going fick the fack of pickled peppers.
Peter Pfeiffer picked a peck of pickled peppers.
No. I mean, like, you just leave it at Peter Pfeiffer. Parang bitin eh.
Because it's so funny because Michelle Pfeiffer is spelled with a P and an F.
Yeah. Pfeiffer.
Pfeiffer.
Peter Pfeiffer.
Pfeiffer.
Uy, magpa-Pfeiffer ka naman.
Pag pumunta kayo sa bahay ko,
Pfeiffer ka naman.
Pfeiffer ka naman.
Hindi ba may Pfeiffer ako?
Ay, naku. Kasi meron siyang Pfeiffer Internet.
Oo. 101 FIBR.
O si Trina, anak ni Rick Price. Si Sir.
Surprise!
Callie Byrne says, anak ni Chris Bosch.
Mm.
Yorda Bosch!
O si Laika.
Laika Bosch!
Diba?
And,
or si Hugo.
Hugo Bosch.
Sorry.
Ay, nako.
I'm back! Did you miss me? Say yes.
Yes. Super Wabi says, anak ni Glenn Close.
So?
Hindi. Si Feeling.
Feeling Close!
And the top funny celebrity baby name comes from Master Jake.
Master Jake says,
anak ni Ricky lo. Eh di si all time.
How did you know? How could you get
si it all time low.
All time low.
Hindi siya all time low.
Low.
Or high-end.
High-end
low. What?
Diba? Oh my gosh. All right. One final batch.
Okay, we're just making fun of Kanye West's daughter's
paano
name.
Paano kung ano? Diba, paano kung last name niya Lo? Eh, paano kung tipong medyo sweetie-sweetie kayo sa tawag mo sa kanya, Be.
Bello. I can't join it. I can't join in this.
I'll answer it. Bello.
All right. Hey, look at this. Main Mags is just saying that Burger is actually the name of Bianca King's dog.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So, Burger King.
Burger King.
That's so cute.
Isn't that about, like, Chico, we did do a run, remember?
Yeah,
and then
yeah.
She was there. And if I'm not mistaken,
yes,
it
Burger.
Was Burger.
Right. Oh, I didn't make the connection. All right, so the top 10 funny celebrity baby names.
Tapos yung kapatid niya si Tapa.
Oh, nga.
Tapa King.
Key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299 or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag funny celebrity baby names.
And the replay is coming up, but let's just get some business done, okay?
All right,
after these.
The Morning Rush. Chico, Delamar, Gino, RX93.1.
The Morning Rush. Top 10.
Morning Rush. Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1, and we've got our final top 10 for today, courtesy of Chickinini. The top 10 funny celebrity baby names,
inspired by
Kanye West and Kim Kardashian.
Exactly.
They thought it was just a joke.
Yeah.
But they really did name their baby girl Northwest.
Mm. Well, if you think about it, there's a guy in, I think, Thailand whose name is Batman Superman.
Yeah, yeah. I've heard of that.
So.
But for some reason, you kind of expect it from Asians.
Yeah.
Not so much.
Hello, we're talking about Kanye West here.
Well.
But he's Superman, yeah, that's really his name.
It's his last name is Superman.
S-U-P-A-H-M-A-N. You know,
buti
like,
walang T, no? To start with, parang... To Superman.
Yes.
Diba?
Jean.
You know how like in like Indian names they have Raman?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there's Superman. Mm. And then ginawa niyang Batman para Batman Superman.
No. Tapos yung middle initials niya pala DC.
Diba?
You know, nothing. Never mind.
What?
No, never mind.
Go ahead.
No,
what did you want to say?
No, I tried to read my first ever comic book.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Which one?
I mean, a real comic book.
Graphic
Wonder
novel.
Woman.
Oh.
Graphic novel.
Graphic novel. I'm sorry. Jeez.
Okay.
Talaga nga na lang.
Jesus.
Graphic novel.
And, anak ni, okay, let's start off with Fortunato. Anak ni Michael Kors. And they off.
Of course. Buti hindi Inter.
Bakit?
Huh?
Why?
Wala lang. It'd be weird. What a weird first name, right? Inter.
Look at him bad. All right. Back away from that suspension.
For Rene Boy says, anak ni Ellen Adarna.
Oh.
Ebong.
Ebong Adarna.
Saka Ebong.
Ebong talaga eh. Anak ni Keith Urban from Uno Loco Poco.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Legend. Para pag
yung, Urban Legend.
Urban Legend.
Para pag yung sa school, ano, una yung apelido.
Last name first, then first name. Lang.
And Chenong says, Kevin Laden says, anak ni Vice Ganda.
Okay.
Hindi ma.
Hindi ma.
Or hindi masyado.
Hindi masyadong ma.
Di kaga.
Di ka.
Ayan.
Cristiano Reynaldo says, anak ni Gabby Concepcion.
Okay.
You are the only.
You are the only conception.
Okay, yes. LS Dominic says, anak ni Bobby Yan.
Okay.
Si Anoba.
Anoba Yan.
Anoba Yan. Cristiano Reynaldo says, anak ni Jessica Biel.
Okay.
Si Phone.
Bill?
Phone Biel.
Or si Bill.
Or si Meralco Biel.
Or si Bill.
Or si Bill.
Or si Bill Biel. Or si in Water Biel. Or si Electric Biel. Sentient Joy says, anak ni Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Okay.
Si I.
I love it.
I love it.
I don't care.
I love it.
I love it.
Nakakainis. And also, and the top funny celebrity baby names comes from Chenong.
Chenong says,
anak ni Vince Vaughn.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Si Mala.
Mala Vaughn.
Or si Mabal.
Mabal Vaughn.
And then Val.
Val Vaughn.
Val Vaughn.
Si Bon.
Huh?
Si Bon.
Bon
or si
Vaughn.
Sa.
Bon Vaughn.
Or si Am.
Si Sa Vaughn.
Sa.
Am.
Am Vaughn.
Am Vaughn. Oh. Okay.
And, what about us?
Hmm.
Oh, anak ni... Ni... Joey Tribbiani, the actor. Matt.
Matt LeBlanc.
Mm. Si Point.
Point Blanc.
So,
Point
LeBlanc
nga dapat eh.
Oh, nga no? Point
LeBlanc. LeBlanc.
At dapat puro friends, Courtney Cox.
Sige, sige, go.
Hindi,
sige, ituloy mo yung Courtney Cox mo.
Oo nga.
Siguro CC Peniston.
Ha? Huh?
Yes! Okay, ano? Sige.
Si CC Peniston.
Oh,
who's
what?
Peniston?
C.C. Peniston.
Who's C.C. Peniston?
Finally,
it has happened to me right in front
of my...
Oh. Yes. Yes. You were saying yes.
Sana lang wag siya bulol.
Bakit? Bakit?
How would you say C.C. Peniston kung bulol ka? Yung para kang si Bonji.
I was about to say it. I was this close. Thank God for coffee.
Gotta be quick to the draw.
Diba?
He's trapped.
If I didn't have coffee today, that would have been the end of my career.
Diba? Ano ba mga okay?
I'll take na lang Doriana Jones' entry. For my last name, Killiamore. Manti.
Manti Killiamore.
I like this. Mashed Plutonium has an entry.
Kaya mo yan.
I don't know if
yeah,
I can.
Kaya mo yan.
Basta kasi two names. Andre.
Yes.
His last name is Cole.
Yes.
The first name is actually three names. Benjamin John. Let's just skip the other
name.
But yeah, this baby will be called North, and she's a she.
It's a very male name. North is a very male name.
Yeah. Oh well.
Oh well.
Ah, ito pa isa from Ezron Walker. Anak ni Al Pacino. Si Cap.
Cappuccino.
Pwede.
Pwede yun, ha?
Oh, si Frappa.
Si Frappuccino.
Si Frappuccino. Okay, gotta go.
Okay.
It's 10:08 on the clock. It is a Monday, which means the RX Concert Series on center stage tonight, Six Cycle Mind.
And thank you to everybody for, you know, loving my Joa's Joa.
Thank you. So many tweets.
New episode coming up. Who knows?
Yeah. Monday.
Soon.
Monday
next week.
Monday,
yeah.
Monday. Is it a Monday thing?
It's a Monday
we'll
thing.
See. We'll see.
Maybe.
As inspiration strikes us.
Malay mo, maging MWF. Kung kayanin ng team of writers natin.
Na si Chico Garcia. Alright, well, we gotta go.
His many personalities.
I just hope Carla Abellara guests on the show.
I know.
That would be awesome.
Or Dennis
and the
Trillo.
Two boys.
Tom Rodriguez.
Siyempre.
No, I mean, para kompleto yung...
Para complete yung experience.
Tapos yun lang naman ang habol.
Grabe, ito naman talaga. Hindi naman porket pogi sila, yun lang pinapagest natin.
Okay, gotta go.
Bye-bye.
See you guys tomorrow. Bye.
The Morning Rush. Chico, Delamar, Gino. RX 93.1.